Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Henry Lake in for Jason DeRussia. Hope that everybody is remembering those that we lost here on this Memorial Day. Another 90 minutes of me. And let's talk a little sports here this segment. A couple of things one thing's going to take place this evening or this afternoon, and then one thing that took place yesterday. I have never been a part of the Indianapolis 500. I would love to go, and I know that Fox Sports, they're the first broadcast of the Indy 500. It pulled an average of more than 7 million people, making it the most watched edition of the greatest spectacle in racing since 2008. That's according to the Nielsen Fast National. So great ratings for the Indy 500. Somebody that's one of us that was at the Indy 500, Heather Rule. She joins us next here, courtesy of the John Schuster COA Banker Hotline. Heather, where are you at right now? I know you're traveling back.
Yes, I'm in Illinois right now, middle of Illinois. So we're taking our time on the way back. We actually went to the newly remodeled IMS Museum at the Speedway mm-hmm. today before we left, which is amazing. I highly recommend anyone who's in Indy to stop by and go to that, no matter the time of year, if there's a race going on or not. There's all kinds of cars on display, the history of everything. It's really well done.
You know, you do a phenomenal job of covering all the sports here in Minnesota. You really well done as a sports writer and a storyteller to some degree. Let me ask you this. How many years have you been going to the Indianapolis 500? I know that this is kind of like one of your things, and I think maybe you do this every year with your father, but tell me the story behind the falling in love with the Indy.
Yeah, so this is my sixth Indy 500 that I've been at in person. But I've watched since I was a kid, and watched the whole IndyCar season too, not just the Indy 500. I know that's the big race everyone kind of knows about and pays attention to, but it all really goes back to my dad being a fan his whole life since he was a little kid, listening to the Indy 500 on the radio before they were, live broadcasts on TV and all that. So he watched them. His first one in person was 1992, which was had a lot of similarities to yesterday's race, actually. With one of them was the weather. It was a bit cloudy and cool. Had a few sprinkles, which kind of delayed things a little bit. And then one of the cars not even make it to the green flag on cold tires. And that happened in 92. The pole sitter, Roberto Guerrero, kind of did the same thing and just lost and spun out even before the green flag.
Hmm. That's interesting. So now you said this was your sixth year. Was there sixth time going, actually? Was there anything different about this year going to the Indy 500 than other years?
The weather is kind of the obvious thing. We've had some good luck with some really nice, like, summer sunny days, which kind of makes the whole experience, too. That's kind of what you want to go for, just have a beautiful day out there sitting out in the sunshine. It was a little chillier. It was, cloudy. The rain, it didn't really rain. Last year, it stormed and delayed the race a few hours. So we were glad we didn't have that. But even just a little bit of rain on an oval like that, they really want to make sure to not have the cars out there just for safety reasons. So that was kind of the biggest difference. Otherwise, our seats have been in the same spot for a few years now. We've been in a couple different places around the track, but Turn 3 is where we've been the past years, which is a great spot because you can see them kind of come out of turn two down the back stretch and go all the way into turn four as well. So it's a really good spot.
All right. Freelance sports journalist Heather Rule joining us here on Drive Time with DeRussia, Henry Lake in for Jason. She's traveling back from the Indy 500. For the record, how do you pronounce the winner's name?
Alex Palou.
Palou. Okay, Alex Palou. And that was his first win, right?
His first.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know. I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
First Inouye, his first win on an oval. So he's actually been dominating the schedule so far. Won now 5 out of 6 races. It's kind of that domination we haven't seen since AJ Foyt. I think they said in like back.
Whoa, AJ Foyt! Now you're bringing up names from the past. My goodness.
Well, he's got a team. He's a team owner.
I know, but I'm just saying, like back in his glory days, though.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yes, definitely. Yeah, first 4-time winner of Indy. But yeah, that's kind of what we're seeing now with Palou so far this season. It was kind of fitting in a way that he won yesterday and he got that oval monkey off his back in a sense, and getting your first 500. I mean, you could do nothing else in your career, but if you win an Indy 500, you're just a legend forever.
I know. All right. Well, I'm glad that you had fun with the Indy 500. Definitely want you to travel back safely. Let's also, though, talk about the Frost and what they're up against here. They're trying to win back-to-back championships. They can get it accomplished tonight. And the difference this year, Heather, as you know, is that they can get it accomplished and they can get the job done at over in St. Paul tonight.
Yeah, game 4, they're hoping to maybe close it out tonight on home ice, which they thought they did last year in the finals before a goal got reviewed and taken back after they had celebrated and everything, and they had to win it in game 5 in Boston. So they're hoping, I'm sure, not to have to go back to Ottawa for game 5. But if the series keeps going by this pattern, I guess maybe we'll see overtime again for a 4th game. It's been kind of interesting. I don't think these two teams played overtime head-to-head this year at all. They split the 6 games. I think it was 3-3. I don't believe they played overtime. And so now we have 3-2-1 overtime games and 3 overtimes the other day. So I think I saw they played like 69 like additional minutes of hockey with all the overtime so far. But I know I'm sure they're hoping to get it done at home ice and go back to back. It's been a lot of similarities to last year and how they've done it. They've been the 4 seed again, just like last year. Had some comeback wins. I mean, I don't think they've led in this series other than, you know, getting the game winning goals in overtime. And it was similar in the first series against Toronto too. They, you know, had some comeback wins there. So you can never count them out, I think, is the thing that, you know, to know about this team, no matter if they're down 0-2 in a series or if they're down 4-0 in a game, they can always come back.
Yeah, it's, you know, but I put it like this, though. When you think about this situation, you absolutely want to win in front of your fans. But I guess the great thing about this, Heather, is the point that you just brought up, is the reality is they've shown that they can win on the road, and if they don't close it out tonight, they will, in fact, have to try to do that again.
Yeah, I think they're definitely in a good spot, no matter what happens tonight. You know, I can certainly see them going to Ottawa and getting a victory there for a, you know, winner-take-all game 5. I like you said, I mean, obviously, yeah, you want to close it out tonight from the home fans. And, you know, I think that's something they would love to do. They did close out in 4 games the last series. Last year, they had to go to game 5 for both of their series victories, so they have experience in game 5. They've done it before. They've won those. So I don't think they're necessarily worried about that. But, you know, at the same time, you don't want to give Ottawa that life and confidence either to get a win tonight and then they'll be in front of their home fans, which they have a really good crowd in Ottawa too.
Yeah. Do you think they get it done tonight?
I do think they finish it off tonight. Yeah, I think they'll buck the trend a little bit of, you know, last year needing those game 5s. But maybe they can win it in regulation this time. We'll see.
Yeah. Well, travel safely back to Minnesota. Hopefully the Frost will get it done. But nonetheless, we love having you on the show, and we love your work. You do a great job at covering the sports world. I'm glad you enjoyed the Indy 500. One of these years, maybe I'll tag along.
Yeah, it's definitely a bucket list item for sure. I recommend it to anybody. Obviously, I'm biased as a big race fan, but it's just a huge place. It's an experience. I don't think people quite understand just how massive the Speedway is and how many people are there. It's really, really something to see, and seeing the cars in person is just totally different than on TV. Obviously, it's just, you can't compare. So,
let me ask you this question real quick. Have you ever been to a NASCAR? You've been to NASCAR, right?
I've been to Daytona. I've been to the Speedway there. I've probably seen like some practice, I think. I don't know if I've actually been to a race, but yeah, I mean, I've watched all kinds of different.
I was just curious as to what
IndyCar.
I was just kind of curious as to what the differences might be between the two in terms of the actual, like the race day stuff, the environment.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty similar. Especially, like, if you're talking like Daytona 500 to Indy 500, just as far as the spectacle goes and the amount of people and just the tradition too is huge. That's the tradition of having, you know, like with Indy, 33 cars and just all of the pre-race festivities that go into it, driver intros and all that. It's kind of that pageantry is the same, and just seeing the fans that are so passionate. And you know, I've been to six. I mean, there's people there you'll find, yeah, this is my 43rd Indy, or this is my 50th, or,
yeah.
You know, people, it's a tradition. They go every year, and it's, you know, with friends or family, and it's a lot of fun for everybody.
Yeah. Hey, Heather, always appreciate you giving me some time. That's Heather Rule, freelance sports journalist, joining us here on Drive Time with DeRussia.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.